I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. If you order a drink in Poland, it's probably going to be vodka. Even though Poland is the largest producer of apples in Europe, there's not much of a thirst there for cider, the alcoholic kind, that is. But two young Polish entrepreneurs think they can change that. They're brewing their own hard cider, which they hope will catch on in Poland's bars and clubs. Liam Nolan has their story.
Tomek Porowski worked as a lawyer for a pharmaceutical company, but he dreamed of making cider.
The smell, I think, is better than cider before. But I think it's less sugar.
Yeah, it's less sugar. I personally prefer the one. The one from the 6 varieties, not the one from the 4 varieties.
That's Marcin Hermanowicz. He and Tomek are sampling the latest batch of their artisan cider. It's called Ignacy Cidre. The Hermanowicz family has grown apples here in the village of Ignacy for 4 generations.
I think about 100 people lives here, small village. All the people here are fruit growers, so nobody else.
In fact, this area, Gryec County, is the largest apple-growing region in Europe. But despite the millions of apples here, cider production has never taken off in Poland. During communism, it was illegal for fruit farmers to produce and sell even a single litre of their own alcohol. That ban remained largely in place until 2011. Then the government relented and allowed growers to produce up to 10,000 litres of alcohol per year. That year, Marcin and Tomek teamed up to become Poland's first commercial cider producers.
The funny thing was what we observed, you know, there was on the shelves in shops, there was cider from France, there was ciders from Ukraine, even cider from Ireland, but there was no cider from Poland. So something was wrong, and there was definitely a niche.
But it wasn't an easy task. Marcin's apple-flavoured moonshine had a bad reputation in Poland.
In the communist time, the cheapest alcohol in Poland was so-called wino owocowe. It was apple juice that you add some sugar into it, a lot of sulfur, a lot of bad things.
Dealing with cider's historical baggage was one thing, but the new law gets in the way too.
In fact, this new regulations, it's many, many hidden problems.
Tomek switches back to Polish to explain the red tape.
Chcieliśmy nasz cydr rozlać w profesjonalnym miejscu.
He says they wanted their cider to be bottled by a professional company, and they needed to attach government-approved customs labels to the bottles. But it's against the law for another company to attach the labels. Tomek says the law forgot about producers like them.
Zapomniała o takich producentach jak my.
So Marcin says they came up with their own solution.
We needed to sell our cider to that company and then buy it back. This, we are, you know, the first. So there is a lot of, I would say, can you say in English, holes in the law?
The guys are now selling their cider in 3 Polish cities.
I think this is the new opening of cider in Polish life.
Yeah. Na zdrowie.
For The World, I'm Liam Nolan, Ignacy, Poland.